cold here. It gets cold back in my village, but it's even colder here. I'm so hungry and shaky. I don't even have the strength to walk anymore. I just want to go back home. I'm tired of running and hiding. I know Mama and Papa told me to run and never look back, but if I stay out here, I'll starve. Maybe it'd be better to go back to the village. Maybe people would have survived. Huh? Wait, something's moving over there. A human! He sees me. I have to get away. But I'm too weak. I don't have any strength to run anymore. And he's coming right at me. Stay away. Stay away from me, human. I may just be a goblin girl, but I know how to use this dagger. And I'll stab you if you get too close. Didn't you hear me, human? I said stay away from me. What? You're not here to hurt me? As if I'm gonna believe that. My entire village is gone because of humans like you. How am I supposed to believe that you won't hurt me? Just leave me. I have nowhere else to go, and I'll be dead before the winter is over anyways. So, let me die on my own. I won't be a bother. What is that? Is that bread? Why are you offering it to me? You're trying to trick me, aren't you? All humans are liars. No human would want to help a goblin like me. Nobody would. What do you mean you're not like other humans? I'm so hungry. I'll take it. I'll take the bread. Even if it's a trick, at least I'll die with something in my stomach. So, go ahead, human. Do whatever you want with me. I don't care anymore. Why are you still standing there, human? Didn't you hear me? You could do what you want. Here. You could even have my dagger. I'm too weak and tired to run. So, do your worst. What are you doing? Why are you hugging me? Do you always torment goblin girls like me before killing them? You can't be that nice. Hugs are what my friends, or Mama and Papa, would give me. Not mean humans like you. Not mean evil humans. Who attack villages with nothing but women and children in them. So, let me go. I don't want to be hugged by you. I don't want to be hugged. Let me go. I'm warning you. I'll bite. Please, I don't... Just, you're so warm. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you being so nice? Just when I was starting to accept my death, out here in the cold, you come and torment me with warmth like this? Just, well, will you help me? Please? I don't really want to die. I'm scared and lost, and I don't even know what country I'm in anymore. You want to take me back to your home? Where is that? And what's there? There'll be more hugs? And food? and warmth. All right, I'll go with you, but as soon as I'm well enough, when the weather gets better, I'll be gone. Okay? But, do you think you could carry me? I'm too weak to walk. Hey, thanks for letting me use your bath. I'd try to bathe in the river sometimes, whenever I thought it was safe, but your bath is so much nicer. And thank you for letting me borrow one of your shirts. Even though it goes past down my knees. Are all human shirts this big? Hey, I'm not that short. I'm almost 4.5 feet tall. That's quite good for a goblin girl. But I'm feeling much warmer now, and so much cleaner too. So thank you. But I'm still really tired. Do you mind if I sit on your bed? Thank you. Oh, wow. Human-made blankets are so soft. Hey, can I ask you something? When you saw me on the road, why didn't you want to kill me? And even more so, why did you bring me back to your home? Why are you doing all these nice things for me? Because you wanted to help me? I still don't really understand. You're a really strange human. What kind of human would want to help a goblin? If the people of your village saw me, wouldn't they just try to kill me? Or worse, kill you? For helping a monster like me? Huh? What? This is a country that's friendly towards monsters? Next you're gonna tell me that there are other people living with monsters here. Oh? There are? I find that very hard to believe. People don't like monsters and goblins. That's why they do horrible things to villages like mine. Where I come from, people like me are either caught or sold into slavery. About a month ago, adventurers had come to my village. They were given a quest by someone in the capital to destroy any goblin villages they could find in the forest. I know there are other goblin villages out there in the country that are really bad, but mine wasn't one of them. We were peaceful. They murdered my village. They took away all my friends. In the chaos, Mama and Papa gave me a dagger and told me to run north. To keep running and to never look back. I ran and I ran and I ran. I didn't even know if I was running in the right direction, but it started getting colder and I started getting hungrier. And none of the bushes had any nuts or fruits. The trees and plants all started to look different and foreign to me. When it started raining, I became too weak and tired to do anything more. That's when you found me. I still don't understand why you're helping me. And I'm not saying I completely trust you or anything, but thank you for giving me shelter and food. And for the hug. Speaking of which, you said there would be more hugs if I came with you, right? So, can I have another? It's not like I'm trying to beg. It's just that you promised there would be more of those hugs if I came with you. So, I'm simply asking that you keep your promise. It doesn't have to be long. Just for a little while. Right here on the bed would be perfectly fine with me. But I don't want to come out from these blankets. And the fire is warm. I'll move over just a bit. Alright, I'm ready this time. You can hug me. Oh, there it is again. You're so warm. You're so big compared to me. And yet, you're so gentle. I still don't understand. I don't understand why I feel so safe in your arms. I shouldn't feel this safe in your arms or in your home. Not after what the humans did to my family and my village. And yet, I feel so safe with you. Would you mind laying on your back? Well, I just wanted to lay with you and share the blanket. I shouldn't be hogging it all to myself. So, just lay down, okay? Please? Thank you. So, I'll just climb on top of you and get this blanket over us. There. So warm. I feel so small compared to you. It's like your chest is just one big warm bed. So, about me staying here? I really don't want to go back out there. I know I said I'd leave as soon as the weather got better, but I really don't want to go back out there. It's cold and scary and foreign. But in here it's warm and safe. And you make me feel secure. And you smell really good too. So if I leave now, your scent will just be another thing I'm missing. Do you think I could stay here a little longer? I'm sorry. I know it wasn't something I said I'd do, but I just really don't want to go now. I can't go. As far as I know, you're the only nice human out there in the whole entire world. I know there might be other people out there, but I don't want to risk it. You give such nice hugs. Don't make me leave you. I promise I'll make myself useful. I can help clean, help cook, and my parents even taught me how to hunt with a bow. So I could go out and catch rabbits for you. And anything else you could think of, anything else you want. I'll do whatever it takes to stay here with you. I mean, I'll even give myself to you as a mate. You could use me to pleasure yourself. Whenever you wanted, however you wanted. Just, please, don't make me go back out there in the cold. I can't. Hey, what? Why is your hand on my head? What are you doing? Patting? No, it's not like I don't like it. In fact, it feels really nice. It's just that you're holding me, and you're patting me like this. No one's ever done that for me before. Huh? I can stay? Here? You're not gonna kick me out? Really? I can't? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I promise I'll make it up to you. I'll hop around the house and help with food, just like I said. And that means we'll get to hug each other under the blanket all the time, just like this. And I'll be safe. You should know, sharing a blanket is pretty special in goblin culture. Although, it's usually done only between family members or mates. I'd still be willing to be your mate, if you wanted me to. It wouldn't be forcing me, because I'll offer myself to be your mate if you'll accept it. You don't have to if you don't want to. Although, I'd be happy if you did. You've been so kind with me. And it just feels right. You won't give me any reasons not to trust you, right? So, will you accept my offer in becoming your mate? You will? You really mean it? I've never had a mate before. I don't know how good I'll be, but I can promise I'll do everything I can do to be the best mate possible. And, I'm really glad you said yes. Cause now I could admit to you that my body's been reacting to yours ever since we got into bed. So, I guess we should do it. We should become mates. Even the way you kiss me is so gentle. You know, this shirt of yours I'm wearing? It's the only thing I have on. I'll take it off if you want me to. You should see and touch every part of me since we're about to become mates. There. I hope my breasts aren't too small. You can touch them as much as you like. But they're a bit sensitive. Oh, it feels so good. You're still so gentle. But you know, you could be a little bit more firm if you want. Yes. Like that. Keep grabbing them and playing with them. Wait, hold on now. Why am I the only one naked here? It's only fair if I get to properly see the body of my mate too. I'll let you sit up so I can take off your shirt, but don't worry about your pants. I'll take care of those in a bit. Oh my. So, that's what a human's... No, I mean, that's what the chest of my mate looks like? It's so nice. Alright, lay back down. You know, the color of my green skin actually looks really nice against yours. I love kissing your chest. I love smelling your chest. But more so, I'm intoxicated by the smell that's coming from your pants. Lift yourself up, and I'll help you take them off. I wasn't lying about being inexperienced, but in goblin societies, sex is just more open. I'm just gonna do things that I've seen other people do. Can you lift your hips up? There we go. Wow. The cock of my mate. You look so good. and the smell. Just lay back and relax. I just want to get a little taste. So good. Your cock tastes so good. I'm sure you've noticed by now, but I'll still tell you anyways. Whenever us goblins get hungry, or when we're about to mate, our personalities sometimes change too. And we just get a bit eager. With how nice you've been to me, and how good you smell, how warm and gentle you are, it's like my body is aching for you. And the way that your cock has been twitching while I lick it. Oh, and the sweet little droplets that keep blooming from the tip. It just makes me... it just makes me... so hungry. Well, I'll just show you what your body is doing to mine. I'll just get up on my knees, reach between my legs. There. See how wet my fingers are? It's all because of you. So here, you get up, and I'll get on all fours. And, I guess I'm a little bit short, even on all fours. I've never seen this to be a problem with goblins mating, but, how about I grab those pillows, and I'll put them underneath my knees? There, that's better. And now I could properly present myself to you. I'll just reach back like this and spread the lips open for you. See? We're still pink on the inside too. Now, please, can you put it in? I want to be your mate for real. Oh! No, I'm fine. I just didn't expect it to feel so big. Just slowly. It's just a bit tight and hurts a little, but keep going. Goblins are tough. I'm tough. And I'm your mate, so... I can take it. I could take all of you. Please. Yes. Just like that. All the way inside. And then I'll truly be yours. Oh, it's going so deep. Your cock is so big. No, it's fine. Just give me a moment to adjust. Oh, you're really all the way inside me now. We're truly mates now, you and I. Alright, I'm ready. We're mates now, so let's do exactly that. Mate, put your hands on my little hips and really claim me as yours. Yes, just like that. Oh, nice and easy. Oh, my. I can actually feel you spreading me open every time you slide in and out. in and out of me. It feels so good. So this is what mating feels like. Oh, everyone always talks about it and how great it is to have a mate. And now I know why. I hope I'm not too tight for you. If I am, I'm sorry. I can't help it. It just feels really good. It's like we were made to become mates. More than that, I never thought I'd feel this happy again. To have found someone like you. So kind. And so gentle. Even now I know you're holding back. You're still trying to be gentle with me. But you don't have to. Please, I'm your mate. Just let go. Be as rough as you want. It's okay. I can take it. I can take it. I want it. Oh, fuck. That's more like it. Oh, your fingers are grabbing my hips so hard. You're gonna leave bruises on me. God. My hips back in tears. It makes me so happy for you to let go like this. You deserve it. You deserve to feel good after saving me. After saving my life. I can feel your cock swelling. Oh, and stretching me more. Oh, you're close, aren't you? It's okay. I am too. But listen, you have to let it go inside. Yes, I know what will happen if you do, but I don't care. We're mates. And I want it. I want you. Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Please, promise me you won't pull out. Promise you'll let it go while you're buried deep inside me. Yes. Thank you. Let's do it. Truly claim me as yours. Let's go. Let's come together. Careful sliding out. I'm really sensitive. You did it. Just like you promised you would. Oh, I could feel your seed dripping out of me. You shook like a leaf against me when our mating hit its peak. So there must have been a lot. Can you lay back down? I want to lay on you again. I'm still shaking. I thought I was gonna lose my mind there. I did warn you that goblins can act a bit different when we're mating. But now I just feel warm and full. And more importantly, I feel really safe. I was really mad at you at first. After what happened to my village and my family, a part of me just didn't want to live anymore. There was no reason to when everybody I loved was gone. But then I felt the warmth of your first hug. The first warmth I felt since leaving Mama and Papa behind. And it just reminded me of something they told me before I left. To find somewhere warm. Somewhere safe. And here I am. And it wasn't until you started holding me, just as you are now, that I finally realized what they meant. Although, Mama and Papa never mentioned there would be head pats. Those just make it even better. But thank you. Thank you for taking me in. And for reminding me that I'm not alone. Thank you for everything. I'm really sleepy now. I haven't really had a good night of sleep since the day I ran away. Is it okay if we sleep now? Just like this? Will you promise to keep me safe? And you'll pat my head until I fall asleep?